Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 61 of the Off the Field podcast. Today's guest, Card Shop Eric, in the house. How have you been?
How have I been?
Yeah.
I've been excellent, my man. How have you been?
I've been solid. I've been grinding. MLB and baseball is all back, so the workload is only about to go up.
I hear you.
Especially after it was a tough offseason, so I'm excited for baseball to be back, finally. It felt like a very long offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
It always does.
Yeah. And I want to start this episode talking about something Mobo doesn't even really know. Almost deleted our whole episode last week.
So how the hell did that even happen?
So you see our little thing we record on right here?
Of course, I'm looking at it live.
So I did a spot on Foul Territory. It's a show, if people know. And I was trying to download a program where you can plug in your camera to be your webcam.
Okay.
And I was trying and trying, and then it like wanted a, it's a subscription. So I was like, dude, I bought a wire and everything. I thought you just plugged in the wire, but no, then you got to buy a subscription.
Dude, that's so whack.
So then when I bought the subscription, it's like, okay, we need to restart the computer to finish the download. So I'm like, all right, I didn't render the episode yet.
Oh,
so I restarted the computer and I was like, all right, time to edit the podcast. And I was like, I didn't render the podcast. Oh. But luckily when you open this, it says, hey, there's a project that you abandoned. Would you like to recover? And I was like, yep,
please.
Nice. They planned for that.
Yeah, it was a little heart attack. Oh, and yeah, so that's what we're going to start with. And then we are also going to stick on a little bit of a dramatic side with Shohei and Ipe.
Dun, dun, dun.
This happens a lot where something breaks right after we finish filming the last episode.
Yep.
So I'm sure most of you know by now, Ipe, the translator for Shohei Ohtani, well-loved when he was on the Angels all those years, basically became like an attachment to Shohei, brought him to the Dodgers, apparently is an addicted gambler. That's the story that is being told. But I'm a little iffy because there's a lot of things that just seem weird. When they first came out with the story, It was, oh yeah, I paid his debts, he's an addicted gambler, blah blah blah. And then they switched up and they're like, nope, this is the biggest theft. He stole all this money from me.
So they're sticking with the theft.
Well, now they are.
Okay.
But they switched up like within 2 hours, I think.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing the crossfold of just all this information getting bled out.
Yeah, I just thought it was a little weird.
Not to mention that, and then Ipe's schooling to be non-existent, apparently?
Ipe's a chronic liar, apparently.
Dude, he's probably the greatest con man since D.B. Cooper.
I haven't learned much of this yet, to be honest. I haven't been paying as close attention as you obviously have.
Yeah.
So what's the current story?
So when the news broke, they said... when it broke, they said, yes, Ipe went into the clubhouse, said, I'm about to get fired. The story's about to come out. The story was, I'm addicted to gambling. I was this much in debt. Shohei paid it off for me, and they fired him. But then, like, a couple hours later...
I didn't hear that story.
It didn't last long.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it switched up to the...
To money was stolen from
Money, biggest that, theft of my life. Like, yeah. And so I was like, I don't know about this. Yeah. But he's the golden child of baseball. So, obviously, they're like, hey, Ipe, we're going to need you to take this one, okay?
he's untouchable. I doubt they would do this, especially with the ratings that they would have right now.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, you think Ipe is the one that was gambling, Shohei hasn't been gambling?
I think it was Ipe was the one gambling, and Shohei paid off his debts. Because I just don't believe how you go from I paid off his debts to, oh, I had no idea the money was even stolen. Biggest theft ever. Like, how do you switch up like that within a couple hours?
God. And so this all started from, was it like a sports book got audited?
Some illegal bookie or something like that. I don't know. But then...
Well, the person that was helping Ipe with the transaction himself, he's the one that came forward, right?
I don't know.
From the stories that I was hearing, that's what I had picked up on.
But then it also didn't help that Ipe apparently is like a chronic liar. Apparently he said he went to UC Riverside and they asked the school, no records of Ipe.
Cisco, let us that. Know. Yeah.
Apparently he worked for the Red Sox. The Red Sox were like, no. Wow. So it's not looking too good in Ipe's favor. Doesn't really matter. Shohei, at most, will probably be fined. I'm sure it's... honestly, by the time of next week, it'll probably be forgotten. It'll only be like little moments where people make a joke and you're like, oh yeah, that happened.
And so Shohei, of course, said, I've never gambled.
Yeah.
I don't gamble.
Yeah.
My question to you is, do you believe him?
Yeah. I why would you if you were him? I mean, I know it can be an addiction, but like you're playing a dream sport. You're making so much money. Why would you? I think it's more believable that it was Ipe, even though he's making good money too. For anybody else, they'd love it. 300 to 500K a year. But it can be a problem. It can be an addiction, and I don't know. I think Shohei just is like, after the news broke, he's like, I just don't want to deal with this. Just shut it down. Like, yeah. I don't want all this bad name on me. And he's just like, make it disappear. And yeah, so I don't think Shohei was betting, but there's also other lies where Ipe was like, everybody in the Angels clubhouse said he like never even paid attention to other sports outside of baseball. And there was photos of him from March Madness in 2019 going to basketball games. And I'm like, people are lying here and somebody is definitely hiding something.
I'm going to show you something. You may have already seen it. It was a clip on Instagram.
Yeah.
Where was it?
You're going to have to send this to me. So everyone,
I thought it was right here.
Everyone watching can see as well.
I'm sorry.
What was the context?
So it was, here it is. I'll pass it over to.
Okay. Bobo over there. Yeah. Okay. when the ball, he lands it. Yeah. Yeah. And he lands it.
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good at everything. He's good. Yeah. No matter what he does, where'd my phone go? Oh, there it is. Fell to the side a little bit.
So for those of you that can't see my phone, it's a clip of Shohei and Ipe in the Angels dugout playing some like baseball toss, trying to land it on the step in front of them.
Yeah.
And the caption says, "Sadly, this puts Ipe $500,000 in the hole with Shohei Ohtani." So
man, and I loved both of them, man. I hate to see it happen. I'm still going to be rooting for Shohei personally. Obviously, I will never root for the Dodgers, but I will root for his personal success. And just, I mean, they were an item, bro. They went everywhere together.
And they're like close friends too.
Yeah, I've
right?
heard they're best friends. Like, it's not just like, hey, you're my interpreter. Like, so it sucks. And I'm sure he's not going to be able to work with another major league team. At least for recent time, but who knows? It's not cool. But another thing that's going to be coming up and we're all very excited about, opening day is today. If you're listening on Spotify, it comes out today. So
first game.
Happy opening day if you're listening. And then the video will come out a day after opening day. You can catch up. It's that weird off day after opening day. I don't know why they do that. But yeah, opening day, baseball season 2024. I'm very excited. And the only reason I have a little hope with the Angels is Ron Washington. That is all. But I'm fully ready for us to get pummeled by Baltimore. That's who we're opening against.
They're a scary team. Yeah. Very, very scary.
So I want to try, since you're more the Dodger fan, I'm just going to say we all throw out a prediction for our team on the first day. You guys are playing the Cardinals. Mobo will predict the Angels. I'm going to say Orioles beat us 7-2. Corbin Burns is pitching the first game. It's
and then
not going to be pretty.
We have met
Patrick Sandoval, who had a 10 ERA in spring. So 7-2 is what I think it's going to be.
We'll put up a fight. I think we'll do like, let's say Orioles 6-4.
6-4. Okay.
6-4.
Shop for Dodgers Cardinals.
Dodgers Cardinals. I'm going to say, Dodgers are going to score 7 runs and the Cardinals are going to score 3.
Ah, so a light game for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Average game. Something light.
Not with this lineup. This is a light game. Yeah. That's taking it easy. And then I want to do one home run prediction, and I think we'll do this for the whole MLB season, me and you going forward.
Let's do it.
A home run for the week. So we just got to pick one person, and if they hit a home run that week, our prediction comes true. So it'll start Thursday and carry to next Thursday. And my first one of the season, I'm choosing Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, that's a good. You know what? I'm gonna say the script. Everyone's gonna read it that morning, and Shohei's gonna go deep.
This guy went with the easy layup.
Of course, come on, man! Yeah, I gotta smash it.
Make it a little fun. Shop one player.
I'll go. I'll go Mookie.
Mookie. Yeah. All right. So let's see if one of us gets that right, and Mobo and I will keep it going every episode for the rest of the season.
Cool. Like that.
And the another story I want to tell real quick before we dive into the full-fledged interview. I was at the exhibition game last night, Dodgers and Angels, and Art randomly tells me, he's like, hey, I think I'm going to Oakland, or I'm thinking of going to Oakland this Saturday. And I was like, who are you going with? And he's like, well, nobody yet. And I'm like, honestly? Because I've wanted to go to Dodgers opening day, and then that kind of fell apart. Angels are in Baltimore. And I was like, I want to go somewhere opening week. So I was like, I'll go with you if you want somebody to go with. So he's like, yeah. But it's supposed to pour this whole weekend, like everywhere in California.
Yeah, we're getting, I think, a month of rain in 4 days.
Dude, Jesus. Yeah.
So it should be fun, boys.
So we looked that up, and it's a 70% chance on Saturday. And we were like, it would suck to drive 6 hours, and then the game is canceled. Yeah. So then we're like, okay. And then he got more adventurous, and he's like, what about, like, we go to another stadium somewhere else? And I'm like, well, what do we got? So me and him both, without even talking to each other, type in Tampa. And we're like, oh, look at that. And then it was like $500 for a flight. And we're like, and then we type in Cincinnati, $500. Seattle, $500. And we're like, all right, maybe we'll just wait until it gets a little cheaper.
Arizona, you can drive down there.
We thought about that too. And speaking of that, did you see they got rained out yesterday? And they have a roof.
Oh, wow.
I think the roof got stuck.
Their roof was malfunctioning. And they said they said they weren't allowed to use it with people in the building. So they were like...
Oh.
So they're like, well, I guess this is the first rain out in Chase Field history.
That was crazy. That's too bad.
Yeah, but I'm still definitely going to travel this season. Definitely, for sure.
A must.
Yeah. And so now, the interview. Card Shop Eric, thank you for joining us. So everyone listening here, mainly everybody knows you as Card Shop Eric. And you're in full control working over at Hall of Fame Baseball Cards.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, that's basically how we all got to know you. Started with Bobby coming in to Hall of Fame, got cards, and then just kind of came to the softball games and started playing. And now you are, what, just at the card shop every day of the week, full-time?
I am totally full-time at the shop. So I had to retire from playing softball to focus on the business, focus on myself personally as well.
Yeah.
And it was a good decision.
Yeah.
I'm in a good place. Shop's in a good place.
Nice.
Things are going well. I'm really happy with life right now.
Nice.
So that's beautiful, man.
That's the only work we've known you for. But I want to know shop pre-card shop, Eric. So what was your first job ever?
Hall of Fame baseball cards.
Was it really? Well, so it's always been card shop.
Purebred here.
Was there
so my first non-shop job? Okay. I was in high school. I think I was a junior in high school, and I worked at Goldstein's Bagel Bakery in Arcadia on Santa Anita, next to In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Shout out Arcadia peeps. What up?
And was there anything in between that besides the bagel shop? Like, how many jobs would you say you've had from beginning? A ton?
Too many to count.
Too many to count. Yeah, yeah.
Let's say industries. Did you ever do anything? Well, you did food.
Yeah.
You did food. Did you do service?
Yeah.
Okay. Retail?
So I've done retail. I've done food service. I worked for Starbucks. I've done masonry, I've done tile, I've done a little bit of everything as far as construction jobs work.
This reminded me of you currently.
I mean, yeah, just a jack of all trades.
You've been in donuts.
I was a radiator delivery man.
Radiator delivery man?
Yeah, I lived on Pomona when I was in my early 20s and delivered aftermarket radiators all around the Southland and way out east down to Palm Desert. Driving all over the place.
My boy, that's like an hour and a half drive.
You hear a fun story?
Sure.
All right, driving, delivering a radiator. So you know how you're doing, going down the 10? There's all sorts of places in like north of the 10 that there's a lot of space. Right? Yeah. There's little kind of, at least there used to be.
Yeah.
This was 20 years ago that I'm talking about this, 20 plus years. But there used to be a lot of space north of the 10 freeway, like chickens and goats and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I get off to go to this, it was kind of a house that a guy would repair cars at. Driving down this lone road that kind of parallels the freeway about a mile up or something. And all of a sudden in the distance, I see this like railroad track. And you know how sometimes the railroad tracks are kind of higher than the actual street?
Yeah.
So I drive over it on the way to this house. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, you know, deliver my radiator. And on the way back, here I am. And I see the railroad track out there. And I have this moment of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, nobody's around. Let's do it. First gear, second gear, third gear. And if I hit this freaking hill with the railroad track and I got all four wheels off the ground, nose of this Toyota Tacoma into the asphalt, radiators flying out of the back of the truck, hit brake, look around, I'm okay. Go check out the truck. Truck's okay. No wheels have fallen off or anything. Pick up the radiators, go home, and I got a story for the rest of my life. Have you guys ever taken a car four wheels off the ground?
Yeah, I was about to follow you up.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you've been loyal to the podcast, we told this story on Ocean View's episode. In high school, there's a hill on a main street around here. Like, it's not one of those large ones. It's just like kind of a mini one.
Yeah.
And we were with Sweater. And if there's anybody I trust to make sure we get it done right and we're all okay, it was Sweater. Nobody else in that car would have done this. And so we've always known about it. And we're like, should we hit it? And there's five of us in the car.
Oh my!
And so he U-turns. He hits about 80, hits this hill, boom, all four wheels off. And then same thing, starts to nosedive. And we're like, oh, shit. It hits and it starts to go right towards a brick wall. For a neighborhood, and he counter steers. We pulled into the first shopping center. We all get out of the car and we're like,
what kind of car were you in?
A Volkswagen. Yeah, our friend Kyle's Volkswagen.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody, we would have crashed into that brick wall if anybody else was driving. So, Mobile, you ever taken all four wheels off the street?
I'm trying to think. I know one time I went 120. I maxed out the speedometer in my mom's car, and that car just started shutting down as it was going full, but not like full four off the ground. No, I have street racing stories, but I don't have that. I mean, I got speed in me, but I don't.
Nowhere.
Jumping cars is a little sketchy to me.
Yeah. I don't know what we were thinking.
It's not safe. I do not condone that for any of the young people watching out there. Do not try to jump your cars.
Yeah, don't do it.
We already got people taking over the middle of the street, flipping each other.
Yeah.
I love seeing those videos of those like doing donuts in the street, and then they get like
ragdolled.
And
then the guy gets his legs swept from underneath them.
Oh, man. God, they do it to themselves.
Jesus. Hall of Fame baseball cards originally started by your father.
That's right.
What year did he start Hall of Fame?
So my dad started Hall of Fame, officially licensed us as a business with the city of Arcadia in 1981, January, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Started dealing cards, buying direct from Topps and Donruss and Fleer.
Mm-hmm.
he set up the garage with like wooden shelves.
Yeah.
Had like wax boxes out there open. You could buy it by the pack or the box or by the case.
Mm-hmm.
He would do like advertisements in the local paper, and as he created relationships, he would invite guys down the driveway on weekends to hang out and rip cards and have a white can Budweiser, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And hang out. And did that for about 10 years and then moved us. Our first outside of the house location was the old shop.
Yeah.
Where we were Arcadia. On Foothill in Arcadia for 30 years.
Mm.
And then almost 3 years ago, I moved us to Myrtle Avenue in Monrovia.
Yeah, I honestly did not know you started out of the... Well, he started out of the garage.
Yeah.
It's like a whole Steve Jobs kind of story.
It's true. Yeah.
That's sick.
Totally.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys originally in Arcadia, that's the first shop we all remember. Mobo remembers. I remember, of course.
Yeah.
And then it was just the rent got raised, right? And
No. Actually, out of nowhere... And our landlords at the time, who were, I'm not going to say anything bad about the landlords right now. I could say enough. But the landlord and the management company were lame. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
They kicked us out. They gave us a 30-day notice to quit with no excuse, no reasoning, nothing that we did to deserve that. And instead of asking us to renegotiate our lease, we were on a grandfathered lease.
Yeah.
So we were paying, you know. we're paying like $1,100 a month.
Yeah.
You know, which was pretty cheap. Yeah. It was pretty cheap for a business, you know.
Yeah, especially nowadays.
No, one of the my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off, but one of the jobs that I previously had that he mentioned at Donuts, the rent only by itself was, I think, $15,000 a month.
Jeez.
It was disgusting. It's not even off like a proper main street. It's just off of like a shimmy shack street.
Yeah. It can get crazy.
Yeah.
So needless to say, we had some good rent. They didn't want to negotiate apparently. So they just gave us a 30-day notice to quit.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of looking for a reason to get out of that building because the building was kind of falling apart. And again, the landlord and the management company wasn't taking care of us or the building.
It was suffering break-ins too, wasn't it?
We had a lot of break-ins toward the last year of business there. I think we had 7 attempted break-ins.
Oh my God.
The last year of business. So once I got that notice, we looked around and our current location was open for lease. We went and checked it out.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
And moved all of my stuff out of the old shop within 2 weeks. Didn't even let anybody know.
Yeah.
Didn't let them know. We were just poof, gone.
Yeah.
Like a fart in the wind.
I mean, I miss that old shop just for the nostalgia. But, yeah. I mean, I love the new shop. How much? You got a lot more room in that new shop.
More room, yeah. Higher tall, super tall ceilings.
Yeah.
Probably double the square, not double the square footage, but an extra 500 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Generous amount.
Which is cool. Beautiful old town Monrovia. So the history of the hobby fits in well with the history of the city and the commerce there. It's just a match made in heaven.
Yeah, it definitely is more commutative because the old shop, it was just you guys, the tattoo shop next to you, right?
Yeah, we didn't have a relationship with them.
And then a parking lot and Zello across the street.
Yeah. Shout out Zello Pizza.
Now you're on like whole Monrovia Main Street, like tons of businesses, tons of people.
Yeah.
And so what would you say if you had to pick one thing from the old location, even though you got faded out of there, what's one thing you miss from the Arcadia location?
The carpet.
Yeah.
You know, when it rains, I used to love the sound of the rain hitting those skylights. Do you remember the skylights?
Yeah,
I used to love that.
It was right under the breaking table, or above the breaking table, right?
Yeah, there was a skylight. There was two in the main room, one above the breaking, one up front, like in front of where the register was.
Yeah.
And then one in the way back and where my office was.
Yeah. And now in the new location, what's something you love at this one that the old location really didn't have?
Everything else. I mean, it's bigger. The old location, I physically had outgrown it. You know, it was pretty small for me.
Yeah.
And so I was tired of trying to, you know, get any sorts of deliveries or anything through that little hallway into the back rooms or just fitting my body through there. And I just felt cramped, you know, more space.
Yeah. It didn't have much width to it. Yeah. And I mean, I know too, I'm a tall guy as well. How tall are you?
Me? I'm 6'4" ish.
Okay. I'm like 6'1", 6'2". So I understand the tall people problems.
For those of you that never went there, the old shop was kind of like a house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or it was basically, it's formally technically like an old real estate building.
Okay.
But it's like kind of an old house. So it had doorways that were just with no doors on them.
Yeah.
And had carpet and little sectioned rooms, basically. Little like 10 by or 12 by 12 little sections of rooms. Right?
Yeah. If I remember it correctly, it was you walk in, you got that little area on the left, the whole like wraparound counter, then the doorway to get into the counter and then the doorway to take you to the back and then one more and then this one's just stretched. This one's so much more longer. Tons of room.
Box,
yeah,
rectangular box.
Yeah, the only doorway you got to go through once you get in the main one is to go to the back, pretty much.
The current building that we're in was built in the late 1800s.
Oh, really?
And then I think there was a fire somewhere in the early 1900s, and so it was semi-rebuilt, some of it.
Yeah.
So a lot of it's from the early 1900s. I would say the bones are from maybe the 1800s still.
Damn.
But a lot of Myrtle Avenue is really old, from the 1800s.
If
you look at the old black and white photos and stuff like that, you can see a lot of the buildings that are still there today.
Mm-hmm.
I love history, so it's really cool for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like we mentioned, your father started it. When did he pass it to you? That happened when we knew you, right?
So my dad sold me the business probably by now. It was probably 2018?
Yeah. I remember it happening.
No.
When
could have been that.
Gosh,
it happened during softball. Because yeah. I remember when it happened. I remember you saying like your dad gave you the business.
2019 maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, I don't remember. When did I start playing softball? 17 probably?
We were still...
End of... I want to say beginning of 2018.
I think you debuted on the horse field where all the horses would go up in the outfield.
Yeah.
I think yes. That's where you first played.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think that's like 2018. Okay. 2018, 2019, around that time.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
anyways, it's been about 5 years under my ownership.
Yeah. And I guess for maybe anybody listening, young, old, as somebody who now has the business in full control, like what's some advice you would give to somebody in running a business?
Gosh, be prepared for tough times.
Yeah.
learn as much as you can along the way. I mean, the whole thing is a learning experience.
Yeah.
So if you fight it, you're going to be in trouble. Mm. Just welcome the hard times because there will be them and learn from them.
Yeah.
You know, budget is important, stuff like that. And I'd say relationships. Business, all businesses are about relationships.
Connections.
That you create with individual humans, be it you're a landlord or, you know, the people you pay your bills to, the people you credit card companies you talk to on the phone, to the individuals that come and shop with you. Business, as in life, I think is all about having good relationships.
Yep. It's good to be a people person. I literally said this to Art yesterday. When we were at that game looking at all those flights, I'm like, man, can one of us just date a flight attendant, bro? Because these flights are ridiculous. Then, you know, that'd be a lot. You know what I also found out? Tony T. So you guys know Tony. He would go to Japan all the time in like the 2010s for free, I found out. Alex Ochoa, who used to play with the Angels, he played in Japan. And his parents got to the age where it was just, you know, like it's a long flight. It's just, we can't do it anymore. So he started giving it to Tony. First class to Japan for free multiple times.
Oh, my God.
Because
beautiful.
He knew somebody. And that he was friends with that somebody. And he was like, hey, man, my parents can't use it anymore. Why don't you come with me? And I was like, damn.
What's Tony's last name?
Todd.
T-O. I grew up with a friend named Tony Toth.
Oh, wow.
Toth. Like Hoth?
Yeah. He's I don't know if you've seen him in my videos or in my Instagram post or anything, but
maybe.
Do you remember the movie Little Big League?
Vaguely.
He plays the second baseman in that movie.
Oh, okay. I'll
so
check it out.
Off of that, what's your favorite baseball movie?
My favorite baseball movie of all time?
Yeah.
It's going to be The Natural.
The Natural. I've seen that once, and I don't remember a lot about it, honestly.
I'm a big fan of something clicked on your camera right here. I don't know if battery
good
went
good
down or
catch.
Something. But
that camera, we'll have this camera on me for right now until Mobile turns that one back on. That camera has a time limit, which I have not been able to find a setting to turn it off.
That's weak.
It records for 30 minutes, and then you got to start a new clip. You good, Mobo? You good?
Oh, is it? So is it because it's not plugged in to the charger by the chance?
No, it just has its length limit for recording is just 30 minutes.
That's weak.
Yeah. I think it's because it's an older camera. Like this one can go as long as the battery is alive.
Mm.
And this one I bought last year. That one's been around with me since 2017.
Mm. So, Hall of Fame. Put that in the Hall of Fame right now.
Seriously.
That is like the OG vlogging camera.
Sign
right
it and put it at the shop.
Yeah.
Put $1 million tag on it.
Yeah. Sign the lens on it.
So, Mobo, I don't know if you know where we're at in our notes, but I'm going to pass this one to you.
Hold on. Before we move forward, I want to talk about The Natural.
Okay,
I don't think it gets enough credit, to be honest.
I've heard people say it's their favorite.
Cinematography in this movie is just beautiful. It really is. I love Robert Redford. He's one of the classic legendary actors.
Yeah.
And I think the story is very well paced and very well written. I like the kind of the history aspect of it, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's just a great film.
Yeah.
I don't know. Field of Dreams would probably follow that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Kind of in the same.
Everyone
same
loves
zone.
Field of Dreams, me included.
What's yours?
Man, I feel like we talked about this, and I feel like I've answered it a lot of times.
Sandlot?
No, Sandlot's a good one.
Yeah.
It is the cliche answer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
what did I say? I really like Rookie of the Year. That's a good one. Angels in the Outfield is my cheap out answer just because Angels fan. But, man, I feel like I'm forgetting.
You're forgetting a big one.
What, Moneyball 42?
No, Major League.
Oh, yeah, Major League's up there. Yeah.
I mean, that's my personal favorite. Yeah, that's nice. Close second is Mr. 3000. That's a very, like, niche
one. I found
one.
That one late.
Is that Tom Selleck?
No, that one's Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac gets .299 or, yeah.
He finishes his career thinking he's exactly at 3,000 hits, and then they update the records, and he's at 2,999.
Because they miscounted one hit.
Yeah, and so then he unretires, tries to get the one hit, and he never does, and then he gets happy. He's like, you know what? I'm at peace with this, and he retires again. And I'm like, dude, no. I'd be pissed. I'm playing until I get that one hit. Know, like, what the hell? I'd be like 80, and I'd be like, oh, that's starting to bother me again.
Yeah. You know what I feel was like that is A-Rod. Because I think he finished with 696. Like, why not get to 7? You're already there.
Yeah, yeah. I think somebody else just did that recently, too. But, yeah, go ahead, Mobo.
Well, with running the card shop, Ben, obviously you've seen plenty of product. As far as the baseball side, what's been some of your favorite like baseball product you've had just ever?
Like, what's your favorite to rip, baseball-wise?
That's a good question. My favorite product to rip?
Mm-hmm.
Anything whose packs open easily.
I've been there with the difficult ones. It's not fun. It's not. Especially when you're doing it for content and you're like, you're all smooth with it. And then you get that one that's just stubborn and you're like, give me a minute. But yeah,
the quick rip, like single card products, like I brought here today. Those are always fun. Cause they're super easy.
Yeah.
Any like Topps Chrome products are usually pretty cool. Bowman Chrome, stuff like that. Fun to rip. The higher end stuff is fun to rip, of course. The Flawless and National Treasures and Museum Collection and Definitive and Dynasty and super high end stuff.
Yeah. Cool. Which one's the one with the diamonds in it?
That's Flawless.
Flawless. Yeah, those are sweet.
Yeah.
And you can get gold in that too, right? Like a little piece of gold?
That was gold label. You used to like gold label.
I still do.
They
love gold label.
They discontinued that product.
No!
They did.
My bro's in the gutter right now. Did they discontinue?
I was literally going to hit you up because
I would have brought you some.
It's October, right? It's usually when it came out.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to be like, hey, like the new one's coming out soon, right? Yeah. I guess not.
Yeah. No, they discontinued it after 2022.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's been a minute. You haven't caught the wave, sir.
No.
Wait, did they discontinue a Clearly Authentic?
Clearly Authentic's discontinued, yes.
No!
Yes. Oh, when they get rid of that?
Same year, I think. 2022 was the last year for
that. Dude, that was my favorite.
We're suffering, bro.
Oh, dude. We're in the club. We're going to struggle.
What the hell?
Tops, dude, get back on it. Gold label and Clearly Authentics now.
I'll talk to Tony T. Tony T literally went to rep Tops at spring training a couple of years ago. Yeah. He interviewed a handful of people. But he's very close with Tops. And what the hell, dude? Gold label gone? It was always like a nice, affordable price. It was cool looking.
Yep.
The autos were always like
autos.
Yeah, and I'm always like looking for like a name I know, and that one, even like the lowest tier names, I'd be like, hey, that's not that bad. Yeah. Like, and the highest, you could get some crazy names out of that.
Yeah.
And damn it, man! That gold border, you knew exactly which pack the gold one was in every time. You're like, oh, it's that one.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sorry, buddy.
Bombs. Okay, so is your favorite product discontinued?
My favorite product is not discontinued. My favorite product is Topps Finest Baseball.
I remember that one. That's kind of similar. It's nice and affordable, right? Yeah.
I like it because, I mean, it came out back in 90... Gosh, people are going to kill me if I don't remember this. I don't remember this. I want to say 94. But it could be 92 or 3. But it was just a nice, really cool, one of the first chrome products. And they're still making it today. It's got beautiful colored parallels and on-card autos. That one, and I think Bowman's best, is really nice too.
Bowman's. So I know people get, especially collectors and resellers, love Bowman's best. Like, that's always like the first auto, right? Is when you're looking for a rookie's first auto, is Bowman's best.
In Bowman's best usually comes out at the end of the year. So Probably the first Bowman products is Bowman Draft. You're going to be looking for the young players.
Yeah.
Bowman Draft stuff can be pretty high priced.
I remember me and Cap went, and I think he was trying to buy some Bowman once from you, like early on, though. I want to say like 2018, 19.
Probably.
We'd go over sometimes and buy.
Kind of affordable.
Yeah.
So what did you just say for Top's Finest? What year? I looked it up right now.
2, 3, or 4.
He said 94.
90?
Initially, I said 4.
93.
3? Damn.
Yeah. Oh, close enough. Closer than any guess I want to make.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with that, we got Finest, we got Clear Authentic, we got Gold Label, and we have Archive Signatures. Yeah. And we got 3 here. Quick rip, 1 card. We'll all open one, and Shop will let you pick first.
So give me the top one. That's
top
fine.
One. Top. Yeah.
Top one. Okay, here you go.
Do you guys want to do something fun?
What?
Do you guys want to do a pack war with these?
Pack
war. So how does that work?
So pack wars are fun. Before you don't reveal your card yet, of course. So you have to first, each person in the group, you can do as many people in the group as you want, takes 1 pack of the same product.
Yeah.
Then you designate a category, for example, high card number or low card number.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say, if it's got stats on the back of those cards, you can say lowest career RBI or most career strikeouts or tallest player or thinnest player. Anything that you can designate to be the card that you want to find, get closest to.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if we did tallest player, we'd want to look at the player who's got the tallest, and whoever gets closest to what we designate, whatever it is, wins everything that's in that round. So if there's like 10 people playing, it can get cool. That's one way.
I'm going to leave it up to Mobo, because if I get a card I love and I lose it, I'm going to be so...
You know what? Why not?
So what I was going to suggest, since these are all different buyback cards, I was going to suggest, if we want to do it, lowest left side serial number, because they're all serial numbered.
Okay. Okay.
But it's up to you, Mobs.
I'm down. Let's run it.
Let's go left to right, since we have them both in the same frame. So let's see what Shop starts us with.
Lowest left side serial number, Mobo. I'll show you what else we
have. Let's see what we got. It's one rip. He's going to open it. The card's going to be right there.
It's a buyback card, which means Tops bought it back from the collecting community. They had a player sign it, and then they reinserted it into this product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it can be really cool. It can be really lame.
So is it wrapped when you open it?
My serial number popping up right here. It's out of 99.
Oh, man.
The left side number is...
What is it?
37 of 99. Jeff McNeil autograph.
And Jeff McNeil, I'm bad. Isn't that who you pulled in Paris?
I think
on the Eiffel Tower.
Maybe.
I think it was
Crosby pulled it. He was on the rip that box.
I think it was Jeff McNeil.
It probably is. He's following us around.
All right, 37 out of 99.
37 is the number to go lower then.
So kind of like below average, middle of the pack.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
I don't suspect I'll win. But.
So, Mobo, what are you seeing?
I see a rookie card.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't see any numbers yet, to be completely honest.
It could be numbered on the opposite side of the card. I don't think they're all in the same place.
So who'd you get?
Oh, so I have an autograph from Alec Thomas.
He ain't bad.
He ain't too bad. And I have number 38.
No!
Wow!
Are you serious? 38.
Okay, let me see. Well, I got to confirm. It's true. 38 out of 43, Alec Thomas.
Wow.
Okay. 37 is the number to beat, Spidey.
I'm looking for 39.
You got to get lower.
Oh, we're doing lower.
Yeah, lowest left
side. I thought we were doing higher.
Lowest left side, so you got to get lower than 37.
Okay. That's a good one.
Oh, man, I was stoked because I thought we were doing higher.
I just want to see an angel for Spidey right now and a low lower than 37.
It's a pirate.
I want the host to win.
Josh Bell.
Let's see.
Rookie card.
Okay. It is Cabrian Hayes, auto.
KBH.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if I'm correct, I don't know if this is the number. Are you talking about what it's numbered out of? Like
the serial, yeah, left, the left.
Show me your number so I can confirm.
The left side.
The left number, my brother.
Blank out of whatever is what you're looking for, the blank.
19 out of 20.
19 of 20. Let's hand them over.
Let's go. Spidey. Pay up, y'all. Pay up.
I'll give the confirmation just to make sure I'm doing that right.
Hey, I don't know. I think he lied on this one.
You know what fractions are, don't you?
Yeah.
There you go. Congratulations.
Right. Okay. Cool. Hey, Pack Wars.
He wins them all.
Wow. Cool.
So that's Pack Wars. They're fun for the whole family.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Thank you for bringing those.
Yeah,
thank you,
man.
Yeah. So
it's fun when you have like a box of 24 packs or whatever, because, you know, if it was three of us, we could do a box like 8 rounds.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
You know what I mean?
So we don't have the trash in the shower. Let's have a little fun here. Just go ahead and throw them off camera. Just
oh, nice. Oh, my goodness. You, like, here, you got to throw
it's
one.
It's like Northwoods, but with boxes.
Wait, back. So I also wanted to ask, you guys would host, would it be almost monthly or like weekly Pack Wars at the shop? Because I remember you guys used to take pictures at the old one, and you had everything just kind of spread all over the walls.
What was spread on the walls?
Like just pictures of like all these Pack Wars
from
and like
old school photos that were up on
the
walls.
Yeah. Did you guys used to host them like every month, every week?
That was 30 years worth of photos on the walls, you know what I mean? So it was mostly from events, I would say. Yeah, or like guys that would pull something big, we'd take their photo and you know, have it developed.
Yeah.
You could explain that to them later. And
yeah, everybody, you can't just couldn't snap a photo back then.
Yeah, you had to go you had to take it to your local drugstore where they had a photo developing center. You would give it to them.
Yeah.
They would develop it in liquids and stuff like that, and then they would, you know, a week or two or three later, you would go pick up the photos, and only then would you be able to see how the photos came out.
Yeah. Yeah. In a red lit room.
Yeah. I can even see the developers just being like, damn, this one sucks.
Yeah. So if you were sending risque stuff, you had to risk like someone else seeing them.
And then you also have a personal collection, which if I just break that down quickly, is just, you know, somebody picks a player that they like and they basically collect that player's card. And for you, that player's Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
So first of all, I want to ask, why Ricky Henderson?
Why Ricky Henderson? Because Ricky's the greatest.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my dad would always tell me about Pete Rose. Charlie Hustle was his nickname. And how tenacious he was on the bags, always getting dirty, never afraid to slide head first, you know.
Yeah.
And he was just hustle. And so when it came time for me to kind of pick my favorite player, you know, I'd wanted to pick something similar but different, of course. And I was really into the color of the A's uniforms back in the
that 80s. Kelly green.
Yeah, totally.
So nice.
And so I picked Ricky. He was fast on the bags, you know. Best leadoff. Great. Now he's the greatest leadoff hitter of all time.
What was his best year of stolen bases? 130? Something like that?
Yeah, he had 130 single-season stolen bases. That's still a record that stands today and will always stand unless MLB keeps enlarging the bag.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless things change.
Which probably they will be, I'm sure. But, yeah, Ricky's the greatest.
I mean, look how much everybody lost their minds for Acuna stealing 70 last year.
I think he had three different seasons with 100-plus stolen bases.
Oh, my God.
Dude. A career total of 1,406 stolen bases, a record that will... Again, never be broken unless...
So I never got the chance to watch him. Yeah. So whenever he got on, he was going pretty much every time?
No, not always, but that was the threat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why he was so good, because he had the speed and like all he had to do was lead off and the pitchers were shaking in their boots. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think he's got the most leadoff career home runs.
I think so. I think you're right. Imagine that. He can put himself first in scoring position on one pitch. The next batter hasn't even done anything. Yeah. Then the next pitch, he's 90 feet away.
Yeah. just a tenacious player. Just really awesome.
Yeah, and you said when you walked in, you brought a card from your PC with you.
I did.
You want to show it off?
I did, yes. This is card number 1,168.
How many are in your collection?
1,168.
Oh, so the most recent one.
Yeah, the most recent.
Okay.
So, and they're all different Ricky Henderson cards.
Yeah.
But I thought it was one that you might like.
Mm.
You can check it out and pass it along.
Oh, my.
I can already kind of see a glance of it, and it looks pretty sweet.
Oh, I think he's going to love this one. Look at that. That's a beauty,
I just read that. Wow.
That's incredible.
25 incredible. Out of 25, 17 he has. Mike Trout and Ricky Otto from Tier 1
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. I'll get a picture of that so you guys can see, but wow.
Dude, this
highly jealous.
This thing is unreal.
You know, I'm a Ricky Henderson fan. I'm a Dodger fan, but I also really like Mike Trout. I think he's one of the greatest to ever play the game. Mm. I think he's highly commendable. He's very respectful.
Yeah.
Good character. Who doesn't love Mike Trout?
You can't. Yeah. It's one of those. He falls under that category of a player that can't be hated. If you hate Mike Trout, you got something wrong with you.
I know.
I love him, man. He's loyal. They're literally on TV right now showing, I think, a shot of his loyal press conference when he signed the contract extension. But, yeah, that's my favorite. Trout is my Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
So, and I think for you, Lindor, am I right? You love Lindor a lot. I don't know if that's your favorite guy.
I do, but I feel like I don't love him enough to, like, make a personal collection like that. Like, I still, maybe I haven't really found that, like, baseball player just yet.
I don't start one for Trout because I'll lose my bank account.
I mean, yeah. But with good reason, though. Yeah. But, I mean.
See, like, Jeff could grow his Joey Wendell personal collection.
That's
like
expendable.
That.
Yeah. But even Mike Trout, I mean, every player has very affordable cards.
They
There's
do.
There's plenty of $1 Mike Trout
yeah,
cards.
There is. There, yeah, there is. Yeah, yeah.
And that's a good place to start is with the small ones.
Yeah.
Know? I started with small cards, you know what I mean?
What's one of your favorites in your Ricky collection? Do you know?
Well, now this one.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite all-time cards besides this 1980 Topps Ricky card is I love the 1992 Donruss Elite Legends card.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorites off the top of my head.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
One of these days I'll have to bring my collection or part of it over. I mean, it's sick.
Yeah. I think I've seen
it get shown off. It just stays in, you know, a protective case.
Mm-hmm. As it should. You don't want the cards to be ruined.
Off of the Florida Keys. And I never get to look at it. Yeah, but when I do, I am blown away at what I've collected over the years. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine. And I am going to kind of kick back on this one because this is more his alley. So go ahead.
Bring it on, Mobo.
Well, I was going to mention it to you during the work aspect of it, but when, and for the people that, I mean, some of the fans know, some of them don't know, so this is their way of knowing now. When did you first pick up your instrument and actually start playing music?
Ooh, music question. I like it.
Yeah.
Big fan of music. I first started with, like, I was in the church choir. And then at some point, I was probably around 8 years old, and my mom got me piano lessons, which I dragged my feet through piano lessons a lot.
I'm right there with you. I quit after, I think, 3 months.
I had a couple really good teachers.
What's up, dude? I told you, this is your, like, I know nothing about music.
Okay.
you know some artists, but what do you play? Because I know, dude, you play guitar, you play bass, you play drums. You can be a one-man band.
Yeah. So I play it all. I prefer guitar. It's the one that I was most drawn to. I started playing guitar probably when I was 12.
Nice.
And now I'm 25.
What was that?
Yeah, exactly.
I heard a little.
Yep. The second number is 5. I'll just tell you that. But yeah, I love the guitar. I have a pretty sizable guitar collection at this point.
What are some of your favorites?
It's
some
almost
of your
out of control for just a normal money making human being. What is what?
What are some of the babies you got in the collection?
Oh man, you some of the babies in my collection. I took my gum out.
Do you have a Telecaster at least?
Do I have a Telecaster? Yes.
Oh, I love a Telecaster.
The Tele's one of the few reissue guitars that I have in my collection.
Yeah.
I mostly like vintage because they are
just like big old hollow bodies
or whatever. They are already kind of broken in. They already got the soul in them. I love the vintage sound. I love 70s vintage guitars. Mostly I'm a Gibson guy. Here's a photo right here of part of
my
collection.
Oh my goodness. You got to send this to Austin. Look at that. God, this
are you able to put up
awesome.
Like photos like,
yeah,
during
yeah,
the thing? Oh,
yeah.
So Spidey will put up a photo or two of my some of my guitars, but
dude, this thing's sick. Oh my god, look at this guitar.
A few years
guitar.
Back I started getting into collecting guitars from the year of my birth, which was 1908.
Yeah.
No, I was born in 78. I'm 45 years old. There it is. I'm not ashamed. But yeah, so I've been collecting 78s.
Who would you say your inspirations?
For guitar?
For just music in general. Like when you started playing like in bands, like who inspired you?
You know, Beatles, Hendrix, AC/DC,
Zeppelin,
Zeppelin, Cream, and then as I got into, you know, junior high and high school, it was Guns N' Roses and then Nirvana after them.
I was going to say, you are probably,
Pearl Jam, you know,
you're probably in like the pocket for the greatest just rock era ever to exist so far. Yeah. Like you don't understand. The 70s was a beautiful time of just like finding the sound, and then the 80s was just getting angry with it.
I got to thank my dad because he had a bunch of dope vinyl, you know what I mean? And he listened to pretty cool music, all those bands from the 60s that we just talked about. Yeah. And so when I started digging through his vinyl collection, that's when I was starting to get inspired. And then in the 90s, Guns N' Roses, that's where I started gripping onto my own type of sound that I liked, you know. Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins, another one of my favorites. When the grunge started happening.
Yeah. I love the nastiness of like the guitars.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for grunge for me. Just like that riff from Zero is perfect.
I love distortion. I love a good Marshall amp, you know, and a good Les Paul. Or an SG.
Do you remember your first concert that you ever attended?
So for me, I grew up. I grew up going to in a Presbyterian church, and back in our day in the 90s, like Christian rock was actually cool. Like it was very cool, to be honest. So I went to a lot of Christian rock concerts that nobody would recognize.
Yeah.
But my first secular concert was Counting Crows at the Greek Theater.
They're the ones that made Accidentally in Love from Shrek.
Really?
Mr. Yeah. Jones.
I thought that was Smash Mouth as well.
No, that's Counting Crows. Accidentally in Love. Yeah, that's
not
them.
Covered by Smash Mouth.
No, that's them.
I thought it was also Smash Mouth.
Counting Crows, my guy.
I know the song. Accidentally in Love.
I'm blowing his mind.
It's a banger.
Oh, yeah. It's a certified hood classic.
I literally thought that was... I thought Smash Mouth did like the whole album.
You thought they just did everything Shrek related?
Dude, they're the all-stars. See what I did there?
I love that.
I love going to concerts, too. I got concerts this summer for... I'm going to see the Green Day with Smashing Pumpkins at that show at the SoFi.
Nice.
I'm going to see... Kind of not proud of this one, but Blink 182 show because the floor seats were cheap.
Why are you not proud of it? Blink 182. What's wrong with Blink 182? I like Blink. Okay, look, I love.
I forgot I'm in Orange County right now. I'm sorry, but
I love old Blink 182.
What does that say about us?
He thinks we're looking at like
tickets.
No doubt.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of music snobs don't respect them. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry to say, I'm a bit of a music snob.
Everybody is.
Have you ever walked into Guitar Center and tried to play Stairway to Heaven?
No, I never would. Ever since I saw Wayne's World. Foo Fighters coming up in August.
The Foo Fighters. I can't hear that and not say it in Christopher Walken's voice single time I hear it. Yeah. And then you played in bands, correct?
I did.
So what was the first band you were part of and what was the first venue you ever played at?
Wow. So like my band or just the first band I ever played with?
I guess both. First one
the
you...
first band I ever played with, my friend Steve Betcher, shout out Milkman. It was called the World's Toughest Milkman. My first gig, I actually played bass.
Nice.
At a little coffee shop / music venue in Pasadena called No Future Cafe.
Dope.
That was a long time ago. My first band was called Tom Racer.
Okay.
And we started in about 97.
What inspired that name?
My friend John, who started the band, he was the drummer, and he kind of wanted it to be like the sound of our music was like kind of racing. It was kind of like, so when a drummer goes like races the toms, like that kind of a sound is kind of what inspired the name, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my friend John, his brother Mike on bass, and me on guitar and vocals. For some reason, he threw me up in front of a 3-piece band and put me on guitar and vocals and had to hold my own.
Nice.
Folks, go look up Tom Racer on YouTube right now. You'll have a good time.
I was going to say, it sounds like a 60s surf band.
Yeah, the duke.
Yeah, immediately. We had some great opportunities. We were super young.
Yeah.
You know, but we toured the West Coast two or three times in a van, which was cool, all the way as far as Missoula, Montana, and all the way as far down as, I think, Austin, Texas.
Hey.
But some great experiences, you know. Would never give it up. It's awesome.
Love Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Never been there.
I mean,
I just love the name Austin.
I've got band and concert stories for days. So if you ever want to, if you need content for this podcast, let me know. enough stories to make the young kids blush.
After a baseball product, I guess, would you say you're more interested in football or basketball product?
Basketball. Yeah, I think I follow basketball a little bit more.
So you'd say the same, just as watching the sport. You like?
I've always been a big Laker fan.
Yeah.
And LA was without a football team for so long in my childhood, you know.
Same. That's why I chose the Seahawks. There was no football team.
Yeah, I never really glommed on any of the football teams. You know, I'm kind of a little bit of a Rams fan now, just because. But yeah, Dodgers, Lakers, Rams, Kings for hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to end with this, since you are a Dodger fan. And there's been so many seasons of the Dodgers getting to this ultimate point of happiness and just not completing the job. What are your expectations this year? Signing Ohtani, you got Mookie, Freddie. Everybody's looking at you guys like you're a powerhouse. What are your expectations?
My expectations?
Yes.
Pain.
It's like Mookie said, bro. Everybody that plays them, it's going to be their World Series.
Two fake points to the first person that comments the movie that's from.
I don't know. Do you know, Bobo?
Pain?
It's one word, pretty tough.
I know there's people that are going to get that. I know there are.
Maybe it'll scratch like the part of my brain when I'm on the drive home. Okay. Like it'll hit me and I'll be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? We haven't done Hot Top in a while. And so this is basically our...
In the now, like in news.
Like news that's going on. Right. This is just something crazy I saw. It's very sad, but it's very shocking. Did you see the bridge in Maryland?
Yeah. Dude, I just saw a video of it today.
Unbelievable.
That honestly looked like it was not up to code at all. Like, legitimately, dude.
He also
it was like a boat that lost power that crashed into one of the pillars of the bridge.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he cleared height, but he ran into the pillar.
Yeah.
So, and that whole thing went down.
Yeah.
So, sorry to end on a bummer, but, yeah. but it just popped into my head, and I literally couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe how somebody just ran straight in. So the boat lost power? I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, yeah, it wasn't steering correctly, and then it kind of just, got stuck, I think. I don't know boat technology.
Like a headline, right?
Yeah.
And I think minimal injuries at this point. As far as I know. Tragedies are part of life, man. They suck.
Yeah. And we'll turn it back on a happy note. If you're listening to this, check out Hall of Fame Baseball Cards in Monrovia, California. Make sure you're subscribed here to Off the Field Hall of Fame. You also do breaks, correct?
Yeah, we do live streaming.
Let them know the break schedule.
Currently Wednesdays and Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. Sometimes I'll let the stream go on Saturdays. Sometimes I'll be on Mondays. But for right now, for sure, it's Wednesdays and Fridays.
Nice. Yeah. And you guys should know, if you're a loyal follower by this point, the Spotify episode, and Apple, goes up Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video hits on YouTube at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
Make sure the notification bells are on. Like, share, subscribe, tell everybody you know.
Get ready for baseball season. We'll be having our first few game breakdown by the next episode. I think we'll have 3 games done. But no, a lot more. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Probably, no. No, yeah, like 3. 3 or 4 Angel games for everybody, honestly. We'll be done. So we'll be talking about that and how sad we are. All right. Like the video, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thank you for joining us, Shop. Thank you for bringing the product. That was a lot of fun.
Turned off. Perfect.
Oh, wow. Well, shit, I'm talking to myself now. Did that just turn off?
Yeah.
Just now. Okay. Well, luckily we're still here. So goodbye to all you lovely people.